Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Fun After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here. Alan's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us now for quite a while. He's the Principal and Chief Marketing Officer and King Biscuit over at CMO Temps LLC. He's Forbes said he was one of the top most influential chief marketing officers on social media in the galaxy. The American Marketing Association called him the content marketer of the year not too long ago. And so, as I said before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Alan C., welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. You're way too kind.
All true. I just tell it like it is. Hey, Alan, it's good to have you here. So, if I understand correctly, you grew up in a family-owned business. Tell us about it.
I did, and I think it will be real fun to this morning to talk about the world's most common business model. And, of course, that's the small business, but many, many, many of those small businesses are family-owned. And for you, you've done a lot of consulting and work with the Chamber of Commerce, and
yep.
And I'm sure have worked with thousands of family-owned businesses that dynamics within a family business are just very unique and different. And, I watched my mother and my father and the dynamic between them as business owners and keep, working together every day. And now,
did your mother show up in the business?
She did. And,
I say all small businesses are family businesses. Because the family, if they don't show up, if they don't take a paycheck from the business, they have to at least support the business owner through good times and bad times. So that's the reason why I say all small businesses are family businesses, but they're not all family run businesses. Like you, in the case of your mother and father, and in the case of my own business, my wife, I work for my wife. Her title is She Who Must Be Obeyed. And talk to us about your mother and dad's business.
So you were spot on from that perspective in that my mother and my father were heavily leveraged, just as right now my daughter and my son-in-law are heavily leveraged in that they're both in it together. So yep. they both work for the business, and so that's a leveraged business model, whereas my business model is much like yours. My wife is in nuclear medicine at Children's Dayton, and so, her paycheck doesn't impact, or mine doesn't impact her. And,
right.
But yet, we're less leveraged from that perspective, which I personally like being less.
Oh yeah, no, it's leveraged. It's good. I've had people to want us to go do this or that. I say, look. We can't hang with you guys. Your wife has a good job. My wife doesn't.
So the like I said, the dynamics are really different. But what I really wanted to kind of focus in on, and have you ever heard of the Abilene Paradox?
Tell us about it.
So the Abilene Paradox, it was first coined, or this story was told by Jerry Harvey. He was a professor of management at George Washington University, and he penned this story in 1974. But the Abilene Paradox is very special to me because I went to school in Abilene, and I went to Abilene Christian University, and
Abilene, Kansas,
in Abilene, Texas,
Abilene, Texas, not Abilene, Kansas. Okay,
exactly. Right. So it's the gateway to West Texas, and the gist of the Abilene Paradox is that. Well, the story in short is it's a hot July afternoon in Coleman, Texas, which is about 50 miles from Abilene. And Jerry and his wife and his mother and father-in-law are, if you can bet it's triple-digit heat. They're playing dominoes, and he's just generally enjoying the afternoon. And his father-in-law says, hey, let's jump into the car and drive to Abilene and go to the cafeteria. And he only says this because he thinks his son-in-law's bored and might want to do something different. Well, pretty soon, Jerry's wife says, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And the mother-in-law, sure, let's go do that.
Huh.
So that's exactly what they do. They all pile into their 58 Buick with no air conditioning, driving in triple-degree heat to a cafeteria where the food's not that great. They return home, and lo and behold, someone finally says, you know, that wasn't very much fun. And so what the Abilene Paradox refers to is a situation where a group makes this collective decision that's really counter to the thoughts and feelings of all the individual members, but it's driven because the individuals think that if they voice up or they speak up against it, that
right.
it's going to be a negative attitude.
And right.
This part of groupthink that kicks in, which can be particularly strong in a family business.
That's exactly
dynamic.
No, there's no question about it. And this is something that we fight against and guard against here in my own operation. Because I mean, people will be shocked to hear this, but I have a strong personality. I mean, I know that's just taking people's breath away to hear that, but I have a strong personality, and I know that, and I have strong opinions, and I have strong beliefs, and I have the courage of my convictions, and everybody doesn't have that, and I have to be careful not to run roughshod over people, not intentionally, but just because of who I am.
And you know, I will have to say that I am my father's son. I watched my dad and the dynamic between my dad and my mom, and my dad was the exact same way. And
it's called being an entrepreneur.
Yes, and that when you have that kind of a tolerance for risk and a conviction in what you're doing, it's hard not, you know, to be that way. And yet I stepped back. I can step back now and see many. Think back of many situations where I could see the angst in my mother's eyes as my dad was, you know, telling her.
But
the next,
did she have limited control over him? Was she not able to jerk his strings a little bit?
You know, she could jerk his strings, but and yet his personality was so strong that whether the strings were being jerked or not, he was.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you're going to have, and this is a teaching moment here, if you're going to be a family-owned business, you have to be careful that one side doesn't overpower the other. There's got to be room for all of it. Otherwise, you wind up with that paradox you were talking about, that Abilene paradox. Hold on to this thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Alan C. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.